This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Israel's death toll in the ongoing conflict with Hamas has crossed over 1,000, with nearly 700 killed in Israel and around 400 killed in Gaza. Thousands of people are feared injured. The death toll is expected to rise as some areas are yet to be cleared of Hamas attackers and battles are still ongoing. The fighting still continues between the Hamas and the Israeli security personnel at multiple locations. The Israel military claimed to have hit more than 800 targets in Gaza so far, including airstrikes that leveled much of the town of Beit Hanun in the enclave's northeast corner. The United Nations said at least 70,000 Palestinians in Gaza are seeking shelter in schools it runs. It appealed for the creation of humanitarian corridors to bring food into Gaza. Talking to media at Kochi in Kerala yesterday, Union Minister of State for External Affairs, V. Muralidharan, urged the Indians stranded in Israel to contact the Indian embassy there if they require any assistance.
Prime Minister has already very specifically mentioned that we are shocked at the terrorist attack on Israel and we stand in solidarity with the people of Israel. Instructions have been already given. The advisory has been issued by the Indian embassy that Indians should be cautious. Indians should stay close to the places of their regular stay of thing. And for any requirement, they should inform and be in touch with the Indian embassy.
Meanwhile, Air India has cancelled its flights to and from Tel Aviv till the 14th of this month. In a social media post, the airline said its flights to and from Tel Aviv will remain suspended till Saturday for the safety of the passengers and crew. The airline also said that it will extend all possible support to passengers who have confirmed bookings on any flight during this period. In Afghanistan, death toll from strong earthquakes has risen to over 2,400 as search and rescue efforts continue amid reports that some people may be trapped under collapsed buildings. It was one of the deadliest earthquakes to strike the country in two decades. UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs said at least 465 houses has been reported destroyed and 135 damaged. The 6.3 magnitude quake struck about 40 kilometers from the western city of Herat on Saturday. Many buildings were damaged, trapping people under rubble, and there were at least three powerful aftershocks. The Election Commission of India, ECI, will today announce the assembly election schedule for the polls in five states of Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Telangana, Chhattisgarh and Mizoram. In this regard, ECI will conduct a press conference at 12 noon in New Delhi. With the announcement of election dates, the code of conduct will come into force in all the states. Several teams of ECI have visited these states recently. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh will be on a four-day visit to Italy and France from today. During the first leg of his two-nation visit, the Raksha Mantri is scheduled to meet Italian Defence Minister Guido Crosetto in Rome. The relationship between India and Italy were elevated to a strategic partnership in March 2023 during the visit of the Italian Prime Minister to India. During the second and final leg, Mr. Rajnath Singh will conduct the fifth annual defence dialogue with his counterpart, French Minister of Armed Forces, Mr. Sébastien Lecornu, in Paris. India and France recently celebrated 25 years of strategic partnership. Both countries enjoy a deep and wide-ranging bilateral defense relationship, including significant industrial cooperation. In Uttarakhand, seven people were killed and 22 others were injured after a bus carrying 31 passengers fell into a gorge near Mangoli Ghatkar at Gala Dhungi Road in Nainital district late last night. The individuals involved in the bus accident were school teachers from the Hisar district of Haryana who were returning from a trip to Nainital. SDRF team along with other rescue units and local police rescued 25 individuals after the accident. In ICC Men's World Cup Cricket, India beat Australia by 6 wickets in their first game of World Cup 2023 to start their campaign on a winning note at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.